أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم يبعثهم الله جميعا فيحلفون له كما يحلفون لكم ويحسبون أنهم على شيء ألا إنهم هم الكاذبون. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained that these munafiqeen, hypocrites, they take a qasam in front of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also, that they are true Muslims, they are genuine Muslims, etc. And they think that they will get away with that. And as Allah Ta'ala says in another place, that they say they bring iman on Allah, آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر, but Allah says, وما هم بمؤمنين. But in actual fact, they haven't got iman. That is, in their heart, they also know that they don't believe. But they are just pretending to be Muslims. So now, in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains this bad habit of theirs is such a terrible habit. And this is because Shaitan has got full control over them. That this bad habit, that even they will have the audacity to lie in front of Allah Ta'ala. Allah who knows everything, but they did not have that iman. On the day of Qiyamah, in front of Allah, they will take qasam also, and they will lie there also. So Allah Ta'ala says, يَوْمَ يَبْعَثُهُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا. His din jama karega un sabko. That day, the day of Qiyamah, when Allah Ta'ala will gather them all, that is all the people, all these munafiqeen and hypocrites also, فَيَحْلِفُونَ لَهُ كَمَا يَحْلِفُونَ لَكُمْ. پھر قسمیں کھائیں گے اس کے جیسے کھائے ہیں تمہارے آگے. Then they will take قسمس in front of Allah also, that we were true Muslims, we were with the Muslims, we were not separate from them, we should make namaz with them, we should do everything. They even used to go in jihad, everything we used to do. So we were also with them, and Allah Ta'ala warns here of a great thing, وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ. اور خیال رکھتے ہیں کہ وہ کچھ بھی راہ بھلی راہ پر ہے. And they think that they are on a good path. This is very important for us also to consider, for all of us, that whatever we are doing, with every person, وَكُلُّ حِزْبٍ بِمَا لَدَيْهِمْ فَرِحُونَ. Whatever he is doing, he feels that is right. His way of thinking, he is convinced that is right. And he doesn't pay any care to what other people are saying. Whether it's husband-wife problem, each one thinks I am right. Whether it is any other dispute, argument, everyone thinks I am right and the other one is wrong. So these people also, they thought, their khiyal was that they are also on something, ala shay, that they are also on some part of deen. This is also very important to understand, that how much of deen have we got. Many of us also perhaps are such that we feel we are all right, we have got deen. Other people haven't got deen in them. But the required amount of deen and the required deen, the required amount and the required deen which from which Allah wants from us, have we got that amount or not? One person explained that a person compared, for example, he said, Muslims of the one country, that we are good Muslims, that we are progressing also in dunya, etc., while our neighboring country, they are also Muslims, but they are not progressing. So he said, it's not a deficiency in Islam and Iman, it is a deficiency in worldly things. Then those people explained to him, we all have got deen. But like a person got 100 rand, he say, I got money. A person who got 1,000 rand, say, I got money. A person who's got 1 million, 10 million, say, I got money. But of course we know, compared to 1,000, what can 100 do? Though you got money, but that can't do anything for you, what is 1,000. And what is 1 million, what can 100 rand do? So just like that deen we have got. But is it the required amount and is it the required and proper deen? That is important. So these munafiqeen also will say that we are on deen. We used to make namaz also. We should sit in the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also, we should go in jihad also. So they feel they have got deen. But Allah says they think they have got. Ala innahum humul kadibun. Sunta hai, wahi hai asal jhoote. Allah says, are you hearing? Open your ears and hear. They are liars. They did not have deen. So we also must be very careful that is our iman, yaqeen, correct or not. We are making namaz. One great concern we must have is my namaz accepted by Allah or not. I made my namaz. But how many of us will think whether my namaz is accepted or not? It comes clearly in the hadith that some people's namaz is wrapped in it like a dirty black cloth and is thrown back at that person. And it is told to that person, as you destroyed me, may Allah destroy you. We know what are our outward postures of namaz, how much are they correct? How much do we worry to correct them? Our thoughts, where and where don't they stray in namaz? What thoughts don't we get? And namaz is a very big thing. Is our wuzu correct? Is our istinja correct? So we also must think about all these things. Not let it be. We are not, insha'Allah, munafiqeen, but like the munafiqs, did not worry any of these things. Are we correct? And the sad part is that we speak about it, we hear about it, but we don't do anything to correct ourselves. To learn properly the masail of namaz, of wuzu, we got no fikr. Great, great ulama went to mashayikh and said, teach me just to make 2 rakats of namaz correctly. But we just carrying on. We're not worried whether our namaz is correct or not, our tilawat, our tajweed, whether it's correct or not. Allah says, istahwadha alayhimu shaytan. Kaabu kalliya hi unpar shaytan ne. Shaitan has taken full control of them. He is possessing them, their thoughts, their mind, their thinking, everything. فَانْسَاهُمْ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ فِرْ بُلَادِ اُنْكُوْ أَلَّهِ قِيَانِ. And he made them forget to remember Allah and to remember the day of Qiyamah and Maut when it will come and the Qabr. All that shaitan made them forget all that completely. And they're just living for the sake of this dunya, just to be enjoy this dunya. أُولَٰئِكَ حِسْبُ الشَّيْطَانِ. وہ لوگ ہے گروہ شیطان کا. This is the group, that is the group of شیطان. الا ان حزب الشیطان هم الخاسرون. سنتا ہے جو گروہ شیطان کا وہی خراب ہوتے ہیں. Are you listening? Open your ears and listen. Allah Ta'ala says that the group of شیطان, this is the group that will be humiliated and disgraced. So we also should think, and shaitan comes in the form of deen also. Not only in the form of guna, he goes to some people, guna, going, commit this guna, commit that guna. But many people, he comes in the form of deen also. If, for example, he puts you into bid'at, and you think I'm doing a lot of work of deen, but you are involved in innovations, in bid'at, etc. Also, he comes in the form that he will engage you in deen, proper deen, but he will stop you from the higher deen. And he'll make you just carry on with the lower deen. He'll make you also, you are very concerned of other people, but you're not concerned of yourself. So all these things we have to see everywhere. For that we need somebody to guide us, so that we don't get caught up with shaitan. Otherwise shaitan, he's got his tricks and his traps. And how he will trap us, we will not be aware. May Allah save us all and guide us. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُحَادُّونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. جو لوگ خلاف کرتے اللہ کا اور اس کے رسول کا. Those people who do things against Allah and His Rasul, whatever it might be, whether it is dunya's things and we are doing it wrongly, to do business, to work, etc., this is good, it's not wrong. But are we doing it the right way or not? That is important. Are we running our businesses the right way? I'm working for somebody, am I working correctly? Or am I stealing from his time? Am I stealing from his money, etc.? So all this we have to do, but we must not do against the commands of Allah Ta'ala. We are in deen also. In deen also, we mustn't be doing things against the command of Allah Ta'ala. These people, Allah Ta'ala says, وَأُولَٰئِكَ فِي الْأَذَلِّينَ. وہ لوگ ہیں سب سے بے قدر لوگوں میں. These are the most disgraced and humiliated amongst people. That is those who oppose the laws and the ways of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is also a thing which must be very careful. And then Allah finally says by way of conclusion, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ. Allah لِكْ چُكَا ہے. Allah has written down already. It's a final decision from Allah Ta'ala. لَأَغْلِبَنَّ أَنَا وَرُسُلِي غَالِبْ هُنْغَ مَنْ أَرْ مَرِي رَسُولِ I will be the one that will be the most overpowering over all. And everything will be in my control and my Rasul. So those who obey Allah sincerely and in the correct way, what Allah means, and once from us who obeys in that way and His Rasul, that is the person who will be successful. Inna Allah qawiyun aziz. Beshak Allah zor awar hai, zabardast. There is no doubt Allah is very powerful. He overpowers each and every one. Though He gives us respite, wrong people, people who are doing wrong, have the upper hand for some time. But finally, it is Allah and His Rasul who are going to triumph, who are going to be triumphant, and who are going to be successful. May Allah give us tawfiq that sincerely and correctly we follow the commands of Allah and His Rasul. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana.